This is COVID-19 Seattle. I'm Dave Ross.
And I'm Aaron Granillo. Just over a month before Election Day, and President Trump is fighting the coronavirus. He tweeted last night that he and the First Lady Melania both tested positive for COVID-19. The news came hours after one of his top advisors, Hope Hicks, had a confirmed diagnosis. And this morning, the White House Chief of Staff said President Trump has mild symptoms and will remain on the job. We've also learned this morning Vice President Mike Pence tested negative. And also we learned that this morning that former Vice President Joe Biden and his wife Jill also negative. So much more to discuss. But first, Dave, your initial reaction to this news.
Well, I knew the president wanted to present a defiant image in public. But based on the taped interview with Bob Woodward showing that he knew how dangerous this virus was, I guess he really believed himself. He started to believe his public image over the private information that he was getting from the experts. So who knew he was a method actor, right? So I am surprised at that. He is a very important man. The White House is a very important place. And now we face not just the possibility that he might become too ill to govern, but a lot of the people around him, too.
Odds are here that the president will survive. I mean, he's going to get the best medical treatment available. Here's CBS medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
Yeah, I think it's very likely. I mean, you look at the numbers, somebody of his age and his risk factors, you have a 90 to 95% chance of doing very well with the virus. There is that 5+% chance that something significant could happen and he can get very ill. And obviously, we hope he's in the larger group and he doesn't get ill.
So President Trump is 74. He's also overweight. That's not a knock on him. This is relevant to the story because we know when you have sort of comorbidities, things like obesity, your risks go up. So this puts him in a higher risk category. If he does get more seriously ill, that could raise questions about whether he should remain on the ballot at all.
From the interviews I've been conducting this morning with Stephen Portnoy and others, the parties plan for this kind of thing, but we don't really know what those plans are or necessarily what would happen. All the Constitution says is that there has to be an election and the current president's term ends on the 20th. And other than that, you have we can go into the House of Representatives thing if that's necessary. But I'm guessing it's not going to get to that because, as you point out, the chances of recovery are pretty good, even in an older person. And he's got, of course, the best medical care. The thing that I think is important to remember, though, first responders are taught. You can't help anybody if you yourself are ill. And that's the thing I think people have to keep in mind here. Politicians, mayors, governors, you're important people. Do what it takes to protect yourself. And again, I understand the need to want to present a strong image in public. But what I was hearing from both Margaret Brennan and Stephen Portnoy this morning was that even the staff around the White House, when they're not on camera, they weren't wearing masks. And that just seems like a bad idea to me.
And again, this diagnosis just puts the pandemic front and center in the election race. Now, the president has all along, he's been trying to put the focus on other issues, things like violence in other cities, the Supreme Court nominee, mail-in ballots. What impact could this have now on the outcome of the election, if anything?
Well, I don't know, but it pushes everything else below the fold, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We were looking for an October surprise, and I guess we got one. This could play two ways. It could mean a reality moment for people who thought that mask wearing was just silly, or assuming that he does well and has no symptoms, could have the opposite effect, saying, well, see, no big deal. Maybe we should just go for herd immunity. I doubt that it's going to change the commitment of his core supporters. I actually, listening to Larry Sabato this morning, it may not change many minds at all. I would like to think that it helps bring us together. I saw a lot of thoughts and prayers type of tweets from people who would be his erstwhile political enemies. But of course, social media being social media, there are also comments that were really nasty, which I will not repeat. For most of us, nobody wants the president to get ill, no matter what you think of his politics.
Right.
That doesn't help anybody, doesn't help the stock market, doesn't help the election process. So I'm crossing my fingers that either the test was wrong or he remains without any serious symptoms.
However, this does present Democrats with a political opportunity. Let's talk about some of the political implications, because this diagnosis now flies in the face of all of the White House talking points about the president's handling of the pandemic, does it not? I mean, the president, he loses credibility with this now. The perception becomes that if he can't keep himself from contracting the virus, how does he keep the nation safe? I mean, the slogan kind of writes itself now for the Biden campaign.
I suppose. But do you pin on the president? I had a tweet this morning from somebody I correspond with who's a big supporter of the president. It says the responsibility for keeping yourself healthy is with you. You don't need role models. You don't need the president to tell you. And certainly now, I mean, he's got a point. At this point, the current events are telling you what the right thing is to do. So the president can come back and say masks are garbage, but maybe just his own experience will help people who are on the fence say, okay, it's inconvenient, but I don't want to be laid up if I don't have to be, and so I'll wear the mask.
How should the Biden-Harris camp move forward? We're going to hear from Kamala Harris next week because she is set to debate Vice President Mike Pence. How do they frame the president's diagnosis?
I think they should ignore it. It speaks for itself. And if they start saying, I told you so, I told you so, boy, how dumb is he? I think that backfires on them. There's plenty of stuff to talk about without this. This sends a message all on its own. And personally, I don't think it would be very classy for them to pile on. Mm-hmm. I will say this. It pushed those tax returns off the front page.
Tune in next Thursday as we discuss more of the latest coronavirus news. You can subscribe to this podcast and also find our news coverage on MyNorthwest.com or listen live at 97.3 FM.